Right now, we got to talk about Boozy Baddie.
Oh, man.
You sad, bro.
What happened this time?
Man, all right, Meredith.
I love his voice, by the way.
Boozy is in a space where he thinks he's just supposed to tell everything. And it's going to be a good thing in the long run because Boozy going to end up going to jail again.
Oh.
And it's going to be, it's really going to be a lesson to a lot of people in the hood. And I mean, so it's kind of like you sacrifice one for the lesson. Boozy was on Instagram Live and he admitted that he basically got oral sexual compilation.
Yeah.
For his 14-year-old son.
What?
He was on an IG Live and he said, hell yeah, I got my son suck. I'm training them boys right.
Wow.
This is what he says on his IG.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
Okay. Boozy added, ask any of my nephews.
Oh, man.
Ask any of them. Ask my son. Yeah, when they was 12, 13, I got them blank, blank, blank. That's how it's supposed to be.
I don't know if your dad's supposed to do that for you.
By a grown woman, by the way.
By a grown woman,
yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
Ew.
Right.
He hired some help.
That's
yes.
Rape, but okay.
All kinds of things
right,
it
that's
is.
That's
inappropriate, blah, blah, blah. Basically, in 2017, he had posted a birthday message to his son, also named Torrance. And the caption read, I got a bag for you and a bad B to give you some blank. In Louisiana, it is illegal to solicit sex workers for anybody or for anyone over the age of 17 and also for them to engage in sex, including that kind, with anyone who is underage. But Boozy is seeming to openly admit these because the cultural acceptance apparently in his area is making him think he can.
That's acceptable?
It's not, because everybody's pointing to the fact that in Louisiana it is illegal.
Right.
And not to mention public opinion. I will tell you that I remember when Baby said the same thing about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was in the Hot Boys and he was 12, 13.
Right.
And he said, he on that documentary, he said, hey, why don't you, Lil Wayne's little. And the girl did, apparently.
Wow.
So I'm saying, we know it's wrong.
Yes.
And him getting in trouble for this is going to be a lesson to apparently a lot of people out there that need to know it's wrong.
I saw somebody over the weekend talking about this exact story, and they said that as a father, they would rather have Lil Boosie raise their son than Dwayne Wade. If they had to pick.
That's not good.
That's cold.
And you knew, that made you laugh you knew your friend.
Stop that. No, I mean, listen. Come on, dog. Neither one of these are right.
Right.
And I know, and we joking and whatever. I mean, you joking. But I'm saying, like, it's a joke. But it's not a joke also because, like, people, he's going to get in trouble for this. There's going to be backlash. Not just like, hey, cancel culture, stop downloading this music. The people who rock with Boozy going to rock with Boozy, but in public, like, you can't be a artist and put out something like that. I would equate it to when, and I have to say this carefully, but when athletes didn't seem to understand that outside of their cultural area, dog fighting was seen the way it was.
Mm, gotcha.
Like when there was stars that we all knew who were participating in this kind of stuff. And they just, because it was in the hood, it was all good. But when somebody messed around and said it on a 30 for 30 or some kind of documentary, people were like, whoa, wait, what? Are you serious? And then everybody had to be like, nah, not us.
Yeah.
So this is like one of them things where somebody has to fall to teach the lesson that it's not acceptable.
And isn't Lil Boosie and his family like trying to get a reality show, or they have a reality show? Something about him parenting on TV.
It's never going to come out now.
It's come out now.
He was a liability before, but especially coming out with this information.
Hey, Bria, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. We know it's not right, but you wanted to add what?
I just feel like that's something that should be chastised underneath the law, because had it been a female, had it been a little girl, we would be up in arms.
Oh, my God,
we have to call it for what it is. It's rape. It's molestation. Don't get me wrong. I'm 28. I don't have any kids. But let me tell you, if my child, my little boy, is being touched by an older woman, it's a wrap. It is a wrap. Like, let's ask this question. Is he doing this with his little girls? Like, now we have to question parenting skills at this point.
And now people, yeah. Got to show up and ask those questions. That's what we mean. Like, now investigators now got to ask.
Absolutely. I have too many guy friends at my age. I'm 28. So I have too many guy friends that are now becoming adult men in their 30s. And this is how they lost their virginity. You understand what I'm saying? And they don't see it as rape. And the fact that they don't see it as rape, that is a problem. That's a problem.
That's so the guys that you know lost theirs that way, this same kind of way.
Babysitters, older women, their mom's friends. This is like the people that you're bringing around your children should not be trusted. Like, it's crazy how now in 2020 we're really seeing how adults prey on children. When actuality, unfortunately, it's been like this for years. Children
used
to get married at 13.
Ugh. Absolutely.
Like, we need to really shed light on that, because children aren't children anymore. They're becoming over-sexualized, and it's ridiculous, and something should be done about it.
Well, and that's exactly why...
That's exactly why we're saying that the
fallout of this is going to be is it's going to be one of those back end kind of lessons to folks that don't understand the gravity of it. You know what I mean?
We always talk about
that causes psychological problems later on in life.
Of course it does.
Yeah. What were you saying, Davi?
We always talk about like the teachers and those people that like prey on their students and younger people, but you don't hear about the babysitters and like what she said, mom's friends, and just older people that are in your life, older females.
They think, oh, it's sexy, I'm going to put it on him.
The female teachers. You hear all about the male teachers, but you never hear about the female teachers.
Oh, now we've heard about a gang of the female teachers. That's been a wave lately.
Finally.
You know, I mean, after the Laternos and the what's her name? LaFaves. Stuff like that. I mean, that's been a going topic. But it is because of this specific story and now being likened back to the Cash Money thing. Bria, I appreciate it, Bria. Being likened back to the Cash Money thing. I'm telling you, there's going to be fallout here, and people are going to learn who aren't listening.
Right. There has to be a police investigation now.
But absolutely. People are showing up to Boozy's house, and his children will now be an issue. The reality thing will be an issue. There will be a whole bunch of stuff that falls out from here. But again, the back end lesson is that people going to some way learn that this is not an acceptable thing.
Well,
even
good.
If it's done in the darks of the hood or in the safety of the hood or whatever, it's crazy.
It scared me that when you said the ages 14, 13, and then 12, somebody would do this.
We got another call on the phone. Let's see. Muhammad's on the phone. Hey, Muhammad, what's good?
Yo, hey, the way I see it, bro, anybody who don't got kids, first of all, ain't got no input in this situation. You ain't got no kids. You can't tell nobody else how to do it with their kids. And the way I see it, with my son, I would do the same thing. If I felt like I want to make sure my son ain't got no issues with those, you know what I'm saying, his sexuality or whatever, I'm going to scrape my son out. I'm going to make sure he go ahead and have his little situation he got to have.
At what age?
He's great with it.
What age would you do that?
Whatever age. It depends on whatever age I could afford it.
We're talking about it being illegal. We're talking about it being dangerous for your kid. We're talking about it being like something that can scar him for the rest of his life. Like, you know.
I don't think so. Because I feel like in the end, a lot of kids be already in that mindset, really in that time frame already. So I feel like you just addressing the situation early. Kids gonna be in that mindset in the end. They gonna have those thoughts, you know what I'm saying?
Don't you think you take their innocence away at that point? I mean, yes, they're curious, of course. What girl or boy isn't growing
like
up?
You pushing
at that
them
age?
Out the door. You pushing them. You pushing them out the door.
I feel like if you're gonna go ahead and if you're gonna police that, we can't let them see no more sex on TV. Because they're showing all kinds of growing them up early already on TV and everything, too. So it's all going together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
I mean, sex on television, I'm going to not agree
with you, Muhammad, but I mean, like you said, if you have kids, then you make those decisions. But people will show up at your house with letters on their jackets.
You should not be making those decisions as a parent. I'm just going to, as somebody that's about to give birth to her second kid, I completely disagree with
this. People will show up at your house.
You're
with letters on their jackets.
And now you can't even be a parent.
Like, you can't be that. No, you can't be proud.
12 years old?
Listen.
To have paying for a woman to go do that? Come on now.
A grown woman
going in? That's disgusting.
And what woman accepts the money?
Oh, God.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody who got furloughed?
Damn coronavirus.
Orlando and the Free Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.